Listen to a conversation between a student and a professor.
Professor James?
Yes?
I was told that I should talk to you about, I'm interested in switching majors and I wanted some advice.
Okay. So, I assume you're switching to a degree in linguistics. Could you give me some background on your previous studies?
Yeah. I was studying speech pathology, specializing in phonological disorders. But I went to Peru last summer and, I ran out of money, and to pay for my expenses, I did some English teaching, and I really enjoyed it.
Okay. So, are you thinking about a degree in applied linguistics?
Well, yeah. With my background in phonology, I was able to help people improve their pronunciation, and I thought that perhaps I'd be more interested in that aspect of language.
Okay. Well, some of your courses will probably fulfill linguistic requirements, and many of them will be advantageous for you as far as the knowledge is concerned, but not necessarily for course transfer.
Okay.
Let me find our... Oh, here it is. This is an overview of the course requirements. Do you have a copy of your transcripts with you?
Yeah. Here you go.
Thank you. Okay. Well, besides the courses you've had in phonology, your language development course will transfer, sociolinguistics and psycholinguistics, and, of course, all your general electives.
Excuse me, could you hang on a second? I want to mark the courses that will transfer.
Here's a pen.
Oh, thank you. Okay, language development, sociolinguistics, psycholinguistics... Okay.
Now, the linguistics department requires two foreign languages. I see you have Spanish. The second language should be one that is not so commonly used.
What about the courses I've taken in American Sign Language? We had to be fluent in signing in order to communicate with people who have hearing disabilities.
I'm not sure if we can count your sign language courses. And at this point, I'd rather err on the side of caution and tell you that it doesn't fulfill the requirement.
That seems reasonable. So, Spanish will transfer, and I'll put a question mark beside the American Sign Language courses.
Well, just at a glance, I would say that this change of major may only set you back by a semester or two.
Are you calculating that based on the average number of classes that students take per term?
Well, yes. Would graduating later be a problem?
It might be.
I suppose that if you were to carry a heavier course load, you might be able to finish on schedule. But since some of the higher-level courses have prerequisites, your taking on more courses per semester may not necessarily enable you to graduate as soon as you'd like.
Well, I need to look into all options. I might be able to get more funding.
Okay. Well, why don't you take the overview I gave you and continue crossing out the courses you won't have to take? Then check the courses that you must take and see which ones have prerequisites and which ones you could take at the same time. Circle the ones you have questions about and feel free to come back to see me during my office hours.
Okay. I guess I'll have to see if I can get another grant or a loan or something as well. Do I need to make an appointment to see you?
No, just show up during my office hours. And in the meantime, I'll try to find out if the American Sign Language course can be used to fulfill your language requirement.
Okay, thank you. Here's your pen.
Thank you.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. 7. Why does the student go to see the professor? 8. Listen again to part of the conversation. Then answer the question.
Okay. So, I assume you're switching to a degree in linguistics. Could you give me some background on your previous studies?
What can be inferred about the professor? 9. Why does the student want to change degree programs? Ten. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
I'm not sure if we can count your sign language courses, and at this point I'd rather err on the side of caution and tell you that it doesn't fulfill the requirement.
Why does the professor say this?
At this point I'd rather err on the side of caution.
Eleven. What can be inferred about the student?